This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I asked you to text in at 504-260-1870 about your drinking habits. Somebody texted and said, I rarely drink. Somebody else said, you have to try this new drink. It's at Florabama Key Lime Smoothie. I don't know what that is. It has three types of liquor in it, and on the third one, you won't be able to drive home. I know from experience, well, you shouldn't be drinking and driving anyway. I've been having a few drinks pretty much every day of my life for 40 years, and now on a successful business workout every day, no ill repercussions, just like relaxation in the evening. When I dine out, one extra dry martini hits perfectly, two glasses of wine every day. I'm sure that's bad, but keeps me sane. I call it mommy's calm down juice. 3 years sober, staying happy takes help. And somebody else said, I quit drinking at the age of 21 in 1981 after looking at the family tree of alcoholics. With that, we welcome in Nate Gilpin, a professor of physiology, director, alcohol and drug abuse center at Excellence at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Let me ask you this, first of all, and I've told this story to other people, and they said the same thing happened to them, but I don't know how to quite refer to it. I used to drink a lot. I hate to say it, but I did. And now if I try to drink even one beer, one glass of wine, whatever, I feel the next day like I went on a binge drinking episode and feel terrible. Somebody once told me, maybe it was you, that my body decided to quit or something, forced quitting or something. What am I thinking of?
Well, I don't know if your body forced you to quit. I don't know what your reasons were for quitting in your past, but it's certainly makes sense that
it,
when
it
you're
seems
not
like
drinking.
I got away from it, and then when I tried to go back to it, I couldn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, your body adapts. So if your body is used to alcohol or some other drug constantly being on board, mm-hmm. it undergoes a series of adaptations to account for that. And then when you take that alcohol or that drug away for a period of time, those adaptations stop. So when you come back with a smaller dose than you're used to, mm-hmm. you feel it a whole lot more because that tolerance is gone.
Well, I don't want to get back down that road. So I think it's whatever, karma, good Lord, whatever, keeping me away from it, or nature, Mother Nature. Tell me about how bad of a problem is drinking in America and how much is too much?
That's
a general statement, I realize. General question.
I'm sorry?
That's a general question, I realize, but...
Yeah, sure, no problem. So the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism states that no amount of alcohol is considered completely safe. It doesn't mean that a small amount of alcohol is going to send you down a path toward disease necessarily, and people always need to keep in mind that there are individual differences. That same institute within the NIH defines heavy drinking as more than 4 to 5 drinks on any given day, or more than 15 drinks in a week for a man, or more than 8 drinks in a week for a woman. So that sounds like a lot of drinks, and that is a lot of drinks. That's why it's the definition for heavy drinking. But certainly you can drink less than that and have ill effects, not the least of which, you know, related to some of your call-ins are issues related to falling, issues related to driving. Those are sort of acute effects. You can certainly have an acute overdose. But chronically over time, if you're drinking consistently high amounts of alcohol, they are going to take a toll on many of your organ systems in your body, your brain, your liver, your heart, your muscle. And it's going to exacerbate things that are already there. So if you're living with a metabolic disorder like diabetes or obesity, those have their own set of effects on your organs, and alcohol can make that worse.
Somebody wants to know if you're supposed to drink a glass of wine a day or not, because it seems as though they go back and forth where it's good to have a glass of wine or it's not good to have a glass of wine.
Right. Now, I would say there were real problems that have been identified with the studies that came out a couple of decades ago suggesting that one glass of wine per day is somehow beneficial to your health. Mm-hmm. I don't know if one glass of wine per day is necessarily going to, you know, send you toward down a dark path necessarily. But there were issues with those studies. For example, they were being very selective in the populations that they were studying. They weren't really following people over time, and they weren't really performing good randomization in terms of putting people in equally matching the groups that did and did not drink. So I would say overall the field sort of feels that the takeaways from those studies don't really hold up.
Yeah, the fact that Ernest and Giulio Gallo released the results probably should have given something away in the beginning. When it comes to types of alcohol, somebody texted in, does it matter if it's vodka, if it's wine, if it's bourbon, whatever?
You know, I would say the jury is somewhat out on that. That type of work is occurring. If there's some data out there to suggest that the higher percentage spirits, so whiskey versus wine or wine versus beer, that the higher percentage your spirit, there might be some more toxicity associated with that for some of your organ systems. But I would say there's not anything super concrete out there to suggest that, you know, one whiskey and Coke is going to be worse for you than one glass of red wine.
But 12 beers are going to be worse than, I'm not advocating people drink this, but 12 beers are going to be worse than one glass of wine, right?
Right. So if you're just talking about quantity, 12 is going to be worse than one. But if you're talking about having one of these versus one of those,
no difference.
I don't think there's necessarily data to suggest that one's worse than the other.
Somebody else texted in. I've seen this referred to in movies about the gene. I've got the gene. How genetic is this when it comes to being predisposed to alcoholism?
There's absolutely a genetic inheritance factor. This has been known for some decades, and some excellent studies back in the 80s and 90s sort of suggested this. Now, you have to sort of separate the genetic component of the inheritance of heavy drinking from the learned component of heavy alcohol drinking. So someone who watches the elder members of their family household drink heavily for long periods of time may be more inclined to do so themselves, along with a genetic inheritance. But it's certainly not deterministic. It does not mean that if you have one or two parents with an alcohol drinking problem that you are definitely also going to have it, but it does suggest that you have a higher susceptibility.
One real quick question, I'll let you go, and I hope you come back because our time is limited. Somebody wants to know if heavy drinking, blackout drinking, can mimic Alzheimer's disease with brain deterioration, etc.
There are data out there suggesting that drinking to blackout or heavy binges can have some serious toxic effects on the brain. Mm-hmm. It's not going to suddenly overnight turn you into an Alzheimer's patient, but individual, I mean, it brings up an interesting point.
Let me jump in, doctor. They said specifically brain shrinkage, dementia brain shrinkage with alcohol.
So, yes, there are structural changes that can happen in your brain with chronic heavy dose alcohol, but it wouldn't be from a single episode. I mean, if you were doing chronic high dose drinking for a long period of time, you can absolutely have loss of brain matter and enlargement of ventricles in your brain that resembles what you might see in someone with dementia.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, doctor. I hope you come back. Dr. Nick Gilpin, professor of physiology, director of alcohol and drug abuse center of excellence at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Never enough time in the morning. 7:55 traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.